ഗണപതികംഹവാമഹേ കവിം കവീനാമുഖമുശ്രവസ്തമം ജ്യേഷ്ഠരാജം ബ്രഹ്മണാം ബ്രഹ്മണസ്പത ആന ശൃൺവന് ഋത്ഭ്യസീദസാദിനം ഓം മഹാഗണപതയേ നമഃ ഓം ശ്രീലക്ഷ്ണമൂർത്തയേ നമഃ ഓം ശ്രീഗുരുഭ്യോ നമഃ. Let's sit for a little bit. Let's close our eyes. The posture should be comfortable and stable, Sthira Sukhamasanam, with the head and the neck and the torso aligned. Let's take three deep breaths just to bring ourselves here. Now, when you sit, it's not a bad idea to always sit in the same place around the same time and assume the same posture for meditation. Because soon that place and that time and that posture become associated with a quiet contemplative mind. If that's not possible, that's fine. But it's nice to begin the day with a quiet meditation, even if for 5 minutes. 5 minutes can build into 10 minutes and can build into 15 and more. So let's just let the mind wander for a couple minutes. Your mind may think, now you're watching me, what should I think? You can watch it run to the future, dig up old bones of the past, begin to list all those things that are yet unaccomplished. It's fine. Right now, there is nothing else to do. We could leave the past alone, let the memories be as they are for now. For right now, we can let the future take care of itself. All those to-dos will be there when I come out of meditation. But right now, I just give myself a few moments. I have an appointment with myself. Everything else, for the time being, can just be put aside. And so I sit, and as I place my attention, scan the body slowly. It relaxes, quiets the body, and that helps quiet the mind. So we place our attention on the top of the head, on the forehead, eyes. Gently, gently close the eyes, the cheeks, lips, chin, ears, scalp, neck, right shoulder, upper arm, elbow, forearm, palm, each of the fingertips are relaxed. Left shoulder, upper arm, elbow, forearm, palm of the left hand, five fingertips. The upper back, lower back, chest, abdomen, right thigh, knee, calf, ankle, foot, left thigh, knee, calf, ankle, foot. Up again, left foot, ankle, calf, knee, thigh, right foot, ankle, calf, knee, thigh, abdomen, chest, lower back, upper back, left fingertips, palm, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, right fingertips, palm, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, neck. You can feel the tension just melt away. The chin, the lips, the cheeks, the ears, all around the eyes, no tension. The eyebrows, the forehead, the scalp, the top of the head. The body sits. And with all of its imperfections, I accept it as it is, and am grateful it served me well. May it continue to serve me well. And now it sits like a living, breathing statue. The body rests in awareness. The entire body rests in awareness. Now, we will introduce a very simple but powerful technique called pranavikshana. Moving from the gross body, the physical body, to the more subtle energies. Prana means breath. Vikshana just means watching. Krishna says, pranapanau samau kritva, making the inhalation and the exhalation samau, making them balanced, making them calm. One way to do that is with pranayama. This is not pranayama. This is just watching the breath. It's an occupation for the mind, and it can be very instructive and very profound. So just gently place your attention on the sensation of the breath coming into the nostrils and out of the nostrils at the very tip of your nose. That's all you need to do. Just place your attention gently there. The mind and the breath are very closely connected. And in time, just focusing on that sensation of the breath, in time, will create a very calm, gentle breath. Maybe not at first. You're paying attention to it. So it might jump around a little bit at first, just like the mind did. That's okay. Just bring it back. And if you find the attention has wandered, that's okay. No need to judge yourself. This isn't a contest. Just say, ah. Just acknowledge. And once again, gently place the attention on the sensation of the breath coming in and out at the tip of the nose. In and out. You can spend some time with this technique. Right now, there's nothing else to do. Be gentle with the mind if it runs about. It may take some time for the inner dialogue, the inner conversation, the habitual commentary, the associative thinking, to calm down, to quiet, but it will in time. Just the sensation of the breath. This sensation of the breath at the tip of the nose. Rests in awareness.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. You can gently move. Slowly take your time. Stretch if you need to. Take your time opening your eyes. Swamiji actually had us do that for at least a couple months, that one exercise. It's a very beautiful, simple, and it forms a very good basis for subsequent steps. We won't take quite as long.